Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
During the recent U.S.-Kenya strategic dialogue, Secretary of State Antony Blinken praised Kenya for being a security leader throughout the region and for its commitment to resolving the current crisis in Sudan. The United States has joined with Kenya and other international partners to broker a lasting peace in Sudan and a return to a civilian-led government. Beyond peace and security, Kenya and the United States are partnering on a wide range of issues, including public health. Indeed, it is an area in which Kenya is demonstrating its potential to be a regional and global leader, said Secretary Blinken.
Kenya remains at the forefront of the global HIV response and has nearly reached its 95-95-95 targets, diagnosed 95% of all HIV-positive individuals, provide antiretroviral therapy for 95% of those diagnosed, and achieve viral suppression for 95% of those treated. That is a tremendous milestone that is saving countless lives. And we're proud to have supported this effort over two decades with PEPFAR as it's been operating in Kenya. Now, we're building on that success by moving to a Kenyan-owned, Kenyan-driven, and Kenyan-funded framework that will position the country to achieve sustained HIV epidemic control by 2025.
Food security continues to be a concern for many African nations. That's why the United States is investing in sustainable, long-term African food production. That includes our work with the African Union and the UN to invest in nutritious, climate-resilient crops and develop climate-smart agriculture, said Secretary Blinken. And it includes mobilizing the private sector in that effort.
President Ruto recently announced 14 investments valued at over $150 million by private firms in Kenya's agro-industrial productivity. In total, these new partnerships will create over 20,000 Kenyan jobs, boost incomes for more than 1 million smallholder farmers, and increase sales and exports by over $130 million, while, of course, dramatically increasing local crop production and reducing malnutrition.
Secretary Blinken expressed support for U.S. investment in Kenya, particularly in key sectors like information and communications technologies, agriculture, and renewable energy. These will help Kenya achieve its goal of reaching upper-middle income status by 2030. The U.S. and Kenya will continue to strengthen their relationship through the strategic partnership, which is grounded in mutual cooperation, respect, and a common vision for sustainable development.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.